It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Since we're right in the middle of a winter season that won't let many of us spend time in the garden, I thought we might use the next few weeks to learn a bit about the state trees that grow in the High Plains Public Radio domain. One of the most loved conifers for landscaping is the Colorado blue spruce, and a look at the many plus marks for this beautiful tree give good reasons for its popularity. It has a wide growing range from zones 2 through 8, and it makes itself at home in a wide variety of soils from acid to alkaline, sandy to clay. It has a root system that, when well established, will resist strong winds, and its thick and brushy branches serve to attract songbirds and doves, who appreciate the protection the blue spruce gives to them during the nesting season. This most popular evergreen was first discovered growing on Pike's Peak in 1862 by botanist C.C. Perry, where it was thriving in altitudes of 6,000 to 11,000 feet. 30 years later, on Arbor Day, 1892, Colorado school children voted the blue spruce the state tree, but it was not officially recognized until 1939, when a resolution was passed by the State General Assembly. Since then, the tree has come down the slopes of the Rockies and become one of the most widely planted landscape trees across the U.S. Symmetry and color are two big selling points for the blue spruce. Typically, a full-grown tree has a pyramid shape that can reach heights of 50 to 75 feet, with a spread of 25 feet at the base. Planted in full sun, it will exhibit slow to medium growth, dependent upon water availability and soil nutrients. Considered the slowest growing of the spruce family, it takes its time, thus establishing sturdy roots and a strong branching system that can survive ice storms that might break other evergreen limbs. A blue spruce can vary greatly in shape and hue, with green, blue, or even silver needles, and several tree shapes to choose from. The Fat Albert blue spruce is definitely chubby, as it remains short and grows as wide as it is tall. There are globe-shaped spruces and dwarf varieties, although be forewarned that the horticultural jury is still out on whether a true dwarf blue spruce really exists. Many experts like to use the term compact form, as a dwarf blue spruce will often, over the years, outgrow its intended landscaping space. There is also a weeping blue spruce, which features a narrow conical shape, and as it ages, it develops pendulous downward-hanging branches. I have a couple of Colorado blue spruce trees in my yard, and I'm partial to both of them. They're still fairly young trees, but my weeping variety seems to be growing taller by leaps and bounds, while the regular pyramid-shaped specimen sits quietly, pacing itself with about 2 to 4 inches of growth per year. It also seems to want to green up, while the weeping spruce is a more definite blue. Last year, I cleared a large circle around each and mulched with a layer of the New York Times, covered over by cedar chips. Both trees seem happy with the attention and the reading matter, and have grown to new heights and bushier branches. In the evenings, I circle my spruces and take a peek at the flat and open dove nests that rest on the inner branches. I pick a prickly needle and break it in my fingers. Breathing in the aromatic vapors, I take a split-second trip to the colorful, cool Rocky Mountains, represented by the sight and smell of the Colorado blue spruce.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.